need to know who to look for when it comes to professional counselors. They had this reunification therapy. You know, if you go with a courts thing, that can drag out 40, 50 months, $40,000. All right, so there's multiple reasons, not just because you need to know this, but because finances, monetarily, man, I dumped $18,000 into this bullshit forensic psychology for help with my family with a violent event between my son and I that the family had witnessed and came to crazy conclusions. Like, you know, one of us is trying to kill each other, which is me. This is back then it was a 23, 24 year old man son, you know, that anyways, you can hear the story later under my story. I'll just reference that from now on. It's worth listening to. It's really good just so you can avoid such things and find out where I made all my mistakes. And my son now, you know, he sees where he made his mistakes, where everyone's believing this crap. You know, he's 30 years old now with his own son, and his mother and sisters have not even called to say, hey, we heard you had a son. You know, it's just, it's not good right now. And you need to understand this if you're going to have peace inside. All right, enough of me prattling on. I digressed. What is the attachment system? The attachment system can be thought of as an invisible tie or bond that connects children with their caregivers. That's parents, all right? Freaking caregiver word. I should have changed that to parents. This bond is incredibly important because it helps children feel safe, loved, and supported. Imagine it has a safety net that catches you when you are about to fail. This is when you're feeling certain ways. You know, children are all into their feelings, and that's why a mother is really skilled at being in her feelings. So this provides comfort. All right, so imagine it as a safety net that catches you when you're about to fall, or like a superhero sidekick who is always there to help and protect. Just as safety nets ensure your security and a sidekick offers their unwavering support, the attachment system provides children with the confidence and reassurance they need to explore the world around them. Yeah, it's very important for a kid within the first a child. A kid is a child goat, by the way, so I'm trying to say child or children. But this is a healthy attachment system formed within the first three, and then therefore onward to the next eight, a total of 10 years, is critical to your child's personality, not having disorders, dealing with other people in their relationships, in their marriage. All right, before I digress. All right. When a child feels this strong bond with their caregiver, it creates a sense of stability and trust. The secure attachment makes it easier for children to develop healthy relationships with others, manage their emotions, and navigate challenges. The attachment system is not just about physical closeness. It's also about emotional connection. For instance, this is good. Whenever a child experiences fear or stress, again, this is within that first 10 years, the caregiver's comforting presence can calm them down and help them feel secure again. This emotional support is a crucial aspect of the attachment system. Think of the attachment system as a two-way street. It involves both the child's need to seek comfort and the caregiver's ability to provide it. When caregivers respond consistently and sensitively to their child's needs, that's a key word here. You know, you got to have a single moms don't do well with being sensitive to their child's needs. They just don't. They're too stressed out. The attachment bond strengthens. Over time, this bond builds a foundation for the child's emotional and social development. In essence, the attachment system is like the invisible glue that holds the relationship between a child and their caregiver, their parents, together. The bond is foundational, influencing how children perceive themselves and the world around them. For life, guys, understanding the attachment system helps us appreciate the vital role of caregivers in fostering and nurturing a secure environment for children to grow and thrive. Now, you're starting to see this thing, hopefully. Stay with me. This is a real simple explanation. But what I just described, this thing that's being developed and nurtured, is a it's a sliding scale, is what it is, of judgment that you develop, that your parents give you, because you're watching them, you have to survive. And it shows you how you should treat a person. Should you fight or flight when they do something wrong? Is there levels of wrongness before the person turns into an absolute monster that I never want to see again? You know, do they have to get there? Or can they, are they allowed certain amounts of grace and empathy, where you're now, you have been taught to place, you know, to try and place yourself. You've heard the old saying, you know, put yourself in their shoes. So as you're growing, you're taught now that, yeah, there is a judgment scale. And yeah, there does come a point where it's healthier just to cut off. But there's also a sliding scale where someone is afforded grace and mercy in a logical, sustainable way. And given the ability, that person is given the ability then, you know, this is life, to prove that they have overcome and the relationship suffers nigh. In other words, it's as if you had never had sinned. The relationship continues because you have a healthy attachment system that is guarding you from being taken advantage of, right? Flag, flag, this person's a demon. You did this and you did it so many times and on, versus splitting, which is a whole nother audio blog, all right? Splitting basically means you have an on and off switch. You see people as black or white, Satan or Jesus Christ himself. So when a daughter does this with a mother, the mother is either the worst mother in the world, I never want to talk to her again, or, oh my God, she's an angel from heaven, she can do no wrong. If she does do anything wrong, well, I just put her back into my integer object, an internal object that I control, and turn, now I deal with that demon. All right, before I digress, let's go into this why. Let's get beyond this. All right, so, moreover, the attachment system is vital in teaching children how to trust others and build healthy. Did I read this? Oh, yeah. All right. Which is essential for growing and learning. Okay. Moreover, the attachment system is vital in teaching children how to trust others and build healthy relationships. When children have a strong attachment to their caregivers, that's parents, they learn that they can depend on others for support and comfort. If you're alienated right now, your child isn't depending on you. They're being taught the opposite, you see? And you are the number one biological entity. You will love them forever. You will love them unconditionally. Isn't this crazy? I mean, just that's right there, they're damaging their life in general. Now, there's some asshole, abusive, physically abusive, and real psychologically depraved, just bad, bad dads out there. Yes. But in general, no, this is not happening. This alienation, these false protection orders that we're talking about are not happening to bad dads. All right. Furthermore, a robust attachment system contributes to the development of the child's emotional regulation. When children experience stress or anxiety, a strong attachment to a caregiver can help them manage these emotions effectively. The caregiver's presence provides reassurance and helps the child learn coping mechanisms. Excuse me, let me take a little drink here. Ooh, getting short on water. The caregiver's presence provides reassurance and helps the child learn coping mechanisms. The emotional stability is essential for navigating life's challenges and contributing to overall well-being. In summary, the attachment system is integral to a child's development. Within that first 10 years, there's different, you know, maturation periods where it's more sensitive. It provides a foundation of security and trust, promotes exploration and learning, and helps children build healthy relationships. Understanding and nurturing this system can significantly impact a child's emotional and social growth. leading to a more confident and well-adjusted individual. Now, my audio notes on this summary, and overall, gentlemen, you see how important it is to be back in your child's life. If you can, you know, there's cases when you can't, but if you can, because this is dictating how they are as a person for the rest of their life. How does the attachment system develop? Here we go. Now, this is going to scare you. Hold on. Don't get anxious. Just hang in there. You have to know the reality and just digest it before you can feel. Okay? So wipe out the feelings. Let's just figure out what the hell this thing is and how does it develop? The development of the attachment system is a gradual, intricate process deeply influenced by the quality of care and interactions a child receives. Much like watering a plant to ensure its growth, the attachment system strengthens through consistent, loving, and responsive care. See, if you're not in the picture, you're not consistent now. This is not good. When a caregiver meets a child, when a parent meets a child's need, when a dad meets a child's needs with warmth and reliability, the child begins to build a secure attachment. This secure attachment is akin to a sturdy foundation, providing the child with a sense of safety and trust. Positive interactions play a crucial role in this development journey. These interactions can include simple acts such as playing. I used to get accused of only playing, all right, before I digress. Smiling, hugging, and engaging in play. Okay, there's play. Each positive experience reinforces the child's belief that they are valued and cared for. Much like practicing a skill over time makes one proficient, for instance, just as practicing a musical instrument provides one ability to play, consistent positive interactions help the attachment system grow stronger and more resilient. Guys, it's like AI, all right? Like a large language model at birth inside of your child, and it's learning and developing and setting itself in permanence. Comforting routines are another vital aspect in the development of the attachment system. This is you being a dad in the house, right? And mom being there too. This is the mom and dad is the best. It is. When you can't do that, the dad is the best. Statistically, it's proven. Don't anyone argue with me. What we're doing is ridiculous, and us men are not calling bullshit on this stuff. These judges in the family court systems, male or female, should not be sending the kids in general, the majority of the time, to the mother. It is not for the child's well-being. All right, hold on. So, comforting routines, okay, blah, 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 blah. Mealtime, okay, regular activities like bedtime stories. Peace and grace in your heart, girls. Mealtime discussions or daily walks create a predictable environment that children can rely on. This is why I was even complaining about these short 1 or 2 hour visitations for once or twice a week. That's less than 30% in my child's life. That doesn't do anything. You need at least over 33% of this stuff going on to make that attachment system work right. Mealtime discussions or daily walks create a predictable environment that children can rely on. These routines foster a sense of stability and security, further cementing the attachment bond between the child and caregiver. The predictability of these routines help children understand that their caregivers will be there for them, reinforcing their sense of trust. You understand why it's important, moms, to let your dad into your child's life? What are you thinking? In essence, the attachment system develops through a combination of loving care, positive interactions, and comforting routines. All of this is missing when you're blocking the dad out of their life, by the way. It's evil. Each of these elements contributes to building a secure attachment, which is fundamental for a child's emotional and psychological well-being. By nurturing the attachment system, caregivers, parents, fathers, mothers lay the groundwork for the children to develop healthy relationships and navigate the world with confidence. This is what you want, dads. So let's talk about the ugly stuff. What happens when the attachment system is broken? Which is being broken now if you are not in your child's life. I hate to tell you that, but I must tell you that. For one of two reasons, you're going to get a point to a point here on, in this community, and you're going to be surrounded by men that's going to affirm. I hate that fucking word. Excuse my language. Affirm. Family-friendly show. Just because it was used by one of these forensic feminine Nazi counseling LMTs, LMFTs, whatever they are, telling me to affirm that it was okay to basically tell my kids, you know, that it was okay for them to be afraid of me and to be worried about me trying to kill my son. I just bullshit. Can't take it. Anyways, let me not short circuit. So this is what happens. This is what's happening now. And the sooner you can fix this, the better. If you can't fix it, men are going to get around you here and clearly share with you that, look, you can't. You have daughters. It's better right now. You know, they need their mom until like 14 or so, and on and on. We'll talk about that later. All right, let's talk about what happens and what sucks if you can't get back in their life to their attachment system, which turns them into the person they're going to be for the rest of their life. When the attachment system isn't strong, children can experience a range of emotions that might be difficult to handle. Guys, if you need to pause this, you know, if it's been over 25 minutes, don't do it. Don't listen anymore. Take a break. Come back. All right, just checking. Might be difficult to handle. No kidding. Imagine a toy that is broken. It doesn't work quite right. It might make you feel sad or frustrated. Similarly, if the bond with the parent, the daddy, isn't solid, kids might feel sad, scared, or unsure. This is because a strong attachment system provides a sense of safety. Remember all that stuff we were talking about? And security, helping them understand that they are loved and protected. Without this strong bond, children might feel like they are missing something important. Can't you understand how you'd feel that way all the time? They could become anxious or worried because they aren't sure if their mom at the moment or their dad will be there for them when they need comfort or support. This uncertainty can lead to feelings of loneliness or fear or both, making it harder for kids to feel happy and confident as they grow up. Guys, this sucks. It's crucial to have people around who care and can help strengthen these bonds. Just like a broken toy needs fixing, relationships sometimes need repair and support. Caregivers can help by spending quality time with their children, listening to their feelings, and providing consistent love and attention. Mother of my children, listen to me. Listen to my heart as I'm reading this. Let me do this for our children. There's no reason not to. If there is, you can type it in the comments. And I mean, I'm open. I'm an open book. Dads can help by spending quality time with their children, listening to their feelings. This helps rebuild trust and security, showing their children that they can rely on their dads and moms. See, this is a dual-edged sword because this messes their trust in you up later, you see, moms, single moms. Additionally, having a strong support system like family members, teachers, or friends can play a significant role in reinforcing the attachment system, but it can't replace the father or the mother. Do you understand? It can play a role, a significant role at that, but it cannot replace. Never. These individuals can offer additional layers of care and understanding, helping children feel more secure and valued by creating a nurturing and supportive environment. We can help ensure that children develop healthy attachment systems, enabling them to thrive emotionally. All right, this blog has been read by Cade Is Clay.